I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But right now, it's time for this.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Skin, you take some pork. You take some water and some salt and some dextrose and some rosemary extract and you slather it up with a sauce made of water, high fructose corn syrup,
tomato paste,
distilled vinegar, molasses, natural smoke flavor, modified food starch, salt, sugar, spices, soybean oil, xanthan gum.
Are you taunting me right
onion
now?
Onion powder, garlic powder, chili pepper, sodium benzoate, caramel color, and beet powder.
What?
And what do you get?
Trash.
The return of a classic, dude. McDonald's is bringing back the McRib.
Oh! That is a great product.
McRib launched in 1982. They removed it from their menu in major controversy from McRib lovers.
For health concerns?
But they're bringing it back for its 35th anniversary. Oh. That's right. The McRib is back. Man. It's going to be at select McDonald's. There's people using some app called the McRib Finder or something to go find out where you can get it. But
it's like
this is
Pokemon
a
thing.
Hey, this is a popular sandwich, and it is delicious.
Man, it's I've been looking for something with more modified food starch in it. That's really exciting news. So that should be delicious.
Shippy, have you ever had a McRib?
I've never had a McRib before.
I never have either, and the main reason is because of the way it looks.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't look like real food.
Well, the idea of a rib sandwich is difficult, too, because they made it look like a rack of ribs. But yeah. Who's going to eat the bones? There's no bones in it, but it looks like a tiny rack of ribs.
It's a chip tooth sandwich, I think is really what they call it. Man, I'm happy for people who like that. It doesn't look like something I would enjoy.
Man.
Is it pork ribs?
I think so. But it may be like made of chicken McNugget meat. I'm not really sure. But the thing about it is that I've always been a fan of the McRib.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I don't really like it with the onions and pickles. I kind of would go without that. But I just always found it delicious.
I'm loving it.
But it's not, I don't know if it would stand the test of time. Like, there's a lot of movies I liked back in 82 and 85 that I can watch now, right. And I can't stand them.
So when you had less mature taste buds, you were on board with the McRib, but now that you're a grown-up.
Right. Like, look at Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh only eats chicken McNuggets with ketchup or something. You know, it's
right.
Like a hamburger. We have a buddy who would only eat hamburger with ketchup only until he was, like, 25.
Right.
But maybe your taste buds get more mature. But if you do love the McRib, send us in a text message to 877-881-1053 or tweet Skin at Skin Wade and let him know it's legit.
Let me hear about that McRib.
Because I don't think you understand how great it is. What about John John? John John's in for KT. Has John John ever had a McRib?
Okay, hold on. I can't see him, but let me just guarantee you John John's had a McRib.
Well, describe his look.
John John looks like the fifth extra in a Judd Apatow movie. You know, where there's like a bunch of dudes that smoke out and try to come up with websites, and he's the one on the couch giggling, holding a bong the entire movie. He never has a line. It's almost like he's the equivalent to production design. He's not a legit character. He's a part of the scene.
All right.
And he looks like a fun, lovable guy, and the bong in his hand is so gigantic that he only puts it down to eat a McRib.
Spot on.
If he hasn't had a McRib, it's only because it's been such an exclusive sandwich that you can never find. Have you tried a McRib?
That's my deal right there. I can't find it. Not only can I not find it, but I feel like I've let down all fat people everywhere.
Yeah, that's all right.
He needs a McRib finder.
Yeah, we got to let him know where
it is. I thought he probably still had McRib sauce in his beard from the last time it was available.
Okay.
Is there a one McRib challenge? I'll do that.
Just challenge yourself to do it.
Okay.
I want to get to something else here. Dealing with a little bit of a mini crisis with my daughter. Last night, she explained that she's in first grade, and another first grader who has a reputation for being a ladies' man has made it known that he wants to kiss Grace, my daughter.
So there's a ladies' man, six-year-old. So he's a little girl's
here's
man?
The story. So
wait, how do you say this?
He's a first grader, and his deal is, first of all, two nights ago we first heard of this boy. And Grace has been a little boy crazy. We can always see, you know, she's six, about to be seven. We can always tell she's infatuated with a boy every now and then.
Is she a believer?
Kind of that. Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if she knows really much about Justin Bieber, but like she'll like fall in love with one of my son's friends or something.
Okay.
You know, he's 10 and doesn't even know she exists. And she's like, oh.
Wait till she gets a hold of boy bands. Okay. They'll be all over her wall.
So we found out the other night that she has a boyfriend. I think she came home and told Kat, my wife, that she's in love, maybe.
All right.
And that she has a boyfriend, and she was very proud to say she's one of four. This boy has four girlfriends.
Oh, he's narrowed it down, and she made the cut.
Yeah, and she said he's really good with the girls. He has a lot of girls that are his friends. He's got four girlfriends. She's one of them.
Probably gay.
So anyways, we were talking about that the other night, and I was disturbed by that. And then she came home last night and said that this boy, who has a reputation for a ladies' man, and here's how we know, my oldest son is like, oh, yeah, I have a class with that boy's older sister.
Okay.
And she's always talking about how he's always trying to, you know, kiss girls or hug girls or he's infatuated with girls. And so he has a reputation in the family as being a ladies' man.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is infuriating.
He's like a young Big Daddy Kane.
And yesterday he said at school their teacher's out. And so the substitute teacher's there and the teacher's gone because she went to get married. And the whole class is talking about, oh, Miss So-and-so's getting married.
Word up.
And he said in class, he goes, he's talking to some students, I guess, other fellow first graders. And he said, you know, I wish Miss So-and-so was here so I could give her a kiss.
Okay.
And they were like, okay. And then he goes, and there's someone else I want to kiss too. And he looked right at Grace and nodded at her.
Dude, he's kind of a young Harvey Weinstein.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
But he kind of
get her in a movie.
He's kind of nodding at her and stuff, and she really thought that was great. And I think she's thinking the next move is that he's going to go move in for the kiss or something. And I am terrified, and I'm sitting there trying to have a talk with her about how this is all terrible.
Yeah,
but I've not prepared for this talk, and I wasn't doing very well. And I was like, "You can never kiss a boy ever."
You've already
like,
told her this
ever? I go, "Yeah, ever." Until you're 18. When you're 18, you can kiss a boy. She's like, "But I kiss you and I kiss my brothers." I'm like, yeah, but that's different. We're family.
Right.
And she's like, how? And it's just like, God, man, I ended up in a conversation I really wasn't doing very well in.
Okay, here's a little thing. First of all, every person you ask is going to give you different advice. Okay, that'll screw you all up. But one thing I do believe is a truism. No matter what it is that you're dealing with your daughter, for all fathers, is don't ever act repulsed by anything that she's
okay,
going through.
Okay.
That's got a crippling effect.
Okay.
All right. So don't act repulsed by any of it. And the one thing I would say is just on a practical standpoint, just say, look, honey, I know you want to kiss this boy, but it's a good way to get sick, really. And I know you hate missing school.
Now, I did say that she would get cooties.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't do it because you'll get cooties. She's like, what?
No.
She was like, girls have cooties. I was like, no, boys have them too. And she's like, what's a cootie? I was like, it's this terrible flesh-eating virus that these germs that'll spread throughout your body. It's very painful.
You won't be able to hang out with the dogs for weeks, and you love the dogs.
You'll have this weird mark on your lip.
Wait, no, that's lip herpes. So, yeah, you just want to tell her, look, I understand this. You know, people want to kiss, but just, you know, kids are sick all the time, and you don't want to get germs. So, you know, maybe give them a hug. Give them a hug, and then that's that.
Yeah.
But you don't want to act repulsed by it, and you also, you know, if your daughter has kind of the same genes my daughter have in terms of pushing the boundaries,
mm-hmm.
my daughter's going to try and do immediately the first thing I tell her she can't do. Right?
Right.
So you just kind of want to, don't freak out over
it. Yeah, she was not receiving my warnings at all. She seemed very having a good time.
Yeah, she's like, oh, this upsets you? Great, yeah. I love to push buttons.
Now, before we move on from Gracie, I want to end this so it's not all just I want to paint the picture of how cute and adorable she is.
Okay.
She's six. She's missing her front tooth on the top and front tooth on the bottom.
Okay.
It's just adorable. She's my everything. I love her so much. And the other day, this is how adorable she is. Out of nowhere, she starts having a conversation with me about the difference between European soccer and American football.
Oh, she's like Roy.
And I'm like, I don't know why she's, and so I decided to roll tape on it.
Okay.
And I'm trying as hard as I can not to laugh because every single part of it making me want to die laughing. But she basically thinks that football, European football, and American football, you say it slightly differently, and it's a different language.
Okay.
So take a listen.
All right.
When you're talking about football, like we play in the United States of America, you throw it. How do you say it?
Football.
But if you're talking about football, like you kick like a soccer ball, what is it?
Football.
Okay, you say it soccer way?
Football.
The other way?
Football.
What's the difference?
If in the soccer football, they say in a different language.
Oh, so let me hear you say it.
Football.
And then if you're talking about regular, what is it?
Football.
Okay, but what is the soccer kind?
Football. This is kind of in a different
It's just a little bit different?
Yeah.
All right, try one more time. If it's with a soccer ball, how does it sound?
Football.
The other kind?
Football.
Soccer kind?
Football.
Other kind?
Football.
Soccer kind?
Football.
Soccer kind?
Football.
I can't tell the difference. What's the difference?
Football, you kick. It has a different language.
Okay, so the American football, she's saying it like she's Susie Colbert.
Yes.
Football. Football.
Yes.
And then the other way, she says it like she's a French chef. Football.
She thinks that's a different language.
She's right.
Do you hear how adorable that is?
It's amazing.
I just want to keep her at this age forever.
I totally see what that six-year-old sees
in
her. And I encourage him to woo her with all of his charms because that audio alone is just intoxicating. She's an amazing kid.
Can I send my 10 and 12-year-old boys over there to rough him up and send him a message? He's a first grader.
Absolutely, yeah. But the worst thing that could happen is if they lose. All right, that's an amazing trending event. Thank you for sending us into the weekend with that. I'm going to be hearing that audio in my head all weekend. In fact, send me that so I can turn that into the ringtone whenever you call me. Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.